Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What up? What's happening? Good morning, DMV. Hope you had a good weekend. Happy Cinco de Mayo to all of you out there in our nation's capital and beyond. If you're tapped in with us on the Always Free Odyssey app, welcome. If you're listening on your AM dial on the Team 980, welcome. If you're live on the Team 980's YouTube page, you see myself and Mad Max. Mad Max with a new look this morning. I'm digging it.
And why'd you have to bring it up?
You know, I did not say anything to you off air about if I was going to comment on your new look or not.
You didn't.
I love it, by
the way. I don't.
Fresh shirt coming in. Got the DOC on your shirt.
That's right,
love
baby.
To see it. We'll talk plenty about the burgundy and gold as we roll throughout the show this morning. Some massive news coming out of the White House. If you live under, unless you live under a rock, I'm sure you're already aware of what is expected to be announced. Has it already been announced? Has the meeting happened? Has the big orange man?
I don't know what the, because apparently the president has a press conference that's related to sports at 1 o'clock today.
Yeah.
But Axios has already put it out. Kime's already confirmed.
Oh, so it's not until 1. Okay, I thought I had saw that this wasn't set to get underway until 9 this morning. I thought it was a 9 a.m. thing. So it's not. Well, here's the news that we've been tap dancing around here. Massive news. Over the past couple of weeks, we've gotten some really good information in terms of RFK 2.0 and what is next for that land, what happens to it. We all know Josh Harris and company currently have a deal on the table that needs to be voted on, in which they're going to foot 76% of the bill. It would be the single largest public investment, rather, in D.C.'s history. It seems like the RFK 2.0 stuff is at the goal line, so to speak. This latest news that we're getting ready to give you acts almost as like a tush push for RFK 2.0, because guess what? You don't get the NFL draft coming to the National Mall in 2027 without there being some sort of guarantee that RFK 2.0 is going to go through. Yes, I said it. The 2027 NFL draft set to take place right here in our nation's capital, ladies and gentlemen. Super duper excited about that. They're going to have it on the National Mall.
It's going to be sick. The view's going to be crazy.
Oh, I can only imagine.
It's going to be a lot like the Caps parade where they had the Capitol Dome in the background, but this time it's going to be the Washington Monument. It's going to be really, really cool. I'm excited. I think that the NFL has done a good job at using this 2027 draft as a little carrot.
Yes.
So I think that's going to get RFK pushed along quite well. Hopefully it's going to, you know, the NFL's going to be like, see how much money that we're going to bring to your city if you build this new stadium? You're going to make it back in a year, 2 years, maybe?
For sure. And I think the draft, first of all, if you got to watch this year's spectacle out at Lambeau in Green Bay, just absolutely awesome. Packer fans are some of the most loyal fans in all of the NFL. And now that we're a winning team again, I can say that about you all. You all are some of the best fans in the National Football League as well. So I expect the National Mall to be on and popping. This is the thing about D.C. The last two weekends, right here in Navy Yard over at the bullpen, shout out our partners and pals at the bullpen, hosting just big-time banger parties after big-time banger parties. People come out when there's an event. Think about how we treat Wizard games, right? It's the Mo Gala, as I like to call it. Everybody puts their freshest outfits on, and you step out with your significant other, and you show to other people around the DMV what you got. The draft is going to be that on steroids. Are you kidding me? And the fact that it's going to be in April, now hopefully we, let's think about the DMV. April sometimes could feel like November, depending on which April you're in. Hopefully in 2027 we get warm weather. It's going to be awesome though, man. I can only imagine it. Think about it selfishly for us as media folks. Know what I'm doing in 2027? I'm covering the damn NFL draft, baby.
Know where I'm going to be.
You know what I'm saying? It's going to be super duper exciting. I wonder by that time, will Jaden Daniels have won an MVP or will he have won a Super Bowl? Then that's not like a call topic. What's more likely before the 2027 NFL draft comes right here to the DMV?
It's not bad.
It's not bad at all. I'm being a bad radio host. We're not actually going to take calls on that, but it was a good idea to bring up. But that is the big story from the weekend here locally. It was announced. First, I saw Axios on the scene, and then our guy John Keim, the most seasoned member of that Commander's beat, confirming those reports last night. The 2027 NFL draft coming to Washington, D.C., going to be at the National Mall. I haven't been to the National Mall before, and I know.
What?
Yeah, I know.
You haven't been to so many places that are like...
I know. It's almost
what's
like
the
I'm
word?
From Maryland or something.
Yeah. Well, it's required for like the D.C. experience, and I'm shocked that you...
I may have gone on a field trip.
I was going to say, like field trip or something to a museum.
Once upon a time, I may have gotten it in on a field trip at the National Mall. I had a very good friend, female friend, take some pictures there for her graduation.
Oh, that is a very popular spot.
Smashing pictures.
Very popular spot for graduation, prom, all that.
So speaking of prom, it is prom season, by the way.
That it is.
That's interesting, by the way.
Sure.
I have a whole prom story we can get into a little bit later on.
All right. Stay tuned, everybody.
In the show. But no, man, I'm just excited that we get to host a marquee big-time sporting event like this, man. I was thinking about it as I'm driving in, and we'll take your calls on this a little bit later on in the show. Like, is somebody out there who's older than me? You can call us at 301-230-0980. You can tweet at Team 980. You can tweet at N-E-L-L underscore BTP as well. What is the most, what's the biggest professional sporting event, I guess, is what the question is, that we've had here in D.C.? I think the All-Star game in 2001 probably is that. I don't know whether or not anything else massive has come here. Caitlin Clark versus Angel Reese, very much like a thing. Well, no, that wasn't Caitlin Clark versus Angel Reese. The Mystics hosting Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese would go up there, I would assume. Yeah, I don't know, man. I know maybe the All-Star game. For baseball, we've hosted baseball.
Yeah,
2018
All-Star game. That was a fun time out at the bullpen.
Yes, it was. We hosted All-Star game for Major League Baseball. I don't know if hockey's ever had, you know, All-Star weekend here in D.C.
I don't think they have.
I know the NBA has for sure. That's when the celebrities used to actually come out to All-Star weekend.
Yeah.
Before they started putting on this pity party that they do for ratings and money. Shout out ratings and money. We love them both.
They're great.
But no, it got me thinking, man. All of a sudden, and this is what happens. This is what happens when you get competent ownership pressing the buttons on things, man. This is what happens. You get to reap the benefits of being a major professional sports market. And it felt like for years on the football side, we didn't get to, you know, reap the benefits because of that rat-faced bastard, Dan Snyder. Shout out to our guy Denton Day, who coined the term rat-faced bastard when it comes to our guy Daniel Snyder. But speaking of ownership, because that's where I initially go with this, we'll take your calls on your reaction to the draft being in D.C. in 2027 a little bit later on in the show. But right now, I think it's a very appropriate time, guys, to sit back, have a minute, and really give credit where credit is due. I got Mike H. in the chat says, we're back. The NFL needed this marketing team to be you hit it right on the head. You segued me perfectly. Yes, that is what's most important here. We're back. Think about the blue blood franchises, the most recognizable franchises in all of professional sports. Yankees, Celtics, Lakers, Cowboys, Giants, Steelers, then Redskins was in that as well. So it is a really good day to know that finally the National Football League has kind of taken this dark cloud away from this franchise. For years, as a Commander fan, as a Washington football fan, anytime you're engaging in conversation, yeah, walk around with an umbrella above you. Because it's a dirty, rainy parade that people are going to pour on you. And over the past 18 months, and Max, during the next break, we got to officially find the exact date that that sale went through so I can say this properly. I've been trying to put it this way. I don't think I've ever watched a professional sports owner have a better 18 to 20 months on the job than we've seen with our guy Josh Harris. Starts off with a banger buying us all brewskis out of the bullpen. That was awesome. So he endeared himself with the fan base immediately. But when you think about the uniform upgrade, you think about...
God willing.
Yeah, God willing. Well, I don't know if you saw that leaked helmet.
I did.
With the yellow face mask.
That was a very minor change that I wasn't super thrilled about.
Yeah.
Because, like, I want the stripe on the helmet to be back to the way it was, the yellow, white, yellow.
Mm-hmm.
And, sure, yellow face mask, that's fine. But, like, that just homage to the old uniform. Like, that uniform is probably one of the best in this town in probably...
And all the pro sports,
in
bro.
In the NFL.
It was a clean, sleek look, man.
Iconic. Like
that's, yeah, for sure.
So.
I think that's the best way that I could describe it. Because I'll be real, at first, Mike H. says he wants the 91 uniforms. Exit the Matrix types in the chat and says this draft revenue of $500 million now costs D.C. nothing for the infrastructure of RFK 2.0. That's a damn good point. Everybody's thinking here.
See? The carrot.
So our guy Exit the Matrix on in the YouTube chat says it's very smart for Bowser to do that. Does she get the credit for this? Or is this all three of these minds coming together?
She's parading around like she's going to get credit for it.
Well, what do we used to always talk about with Bowser with this? I knew she wanted to get this done. This is a legacy pull for her.
Absolutely.
As well. And I ain't mad at her. I ain't mad at her at all because I think in turn, right, we know the ancillary benefits that come along with a stadium development project, right? See Nats Park. And I think I was sitting in for Chris Russell last week when someone brought it to my attention. Mm-hmm. I wasn't even hit Mad Max. The learners ought to be a damn shame of themselves for not being willing to spend any cheese. That stadium don't even belong to them.
Yeah.
DC paid for all of that. And we still don't have a little bit of extra dough to kick out? Do better, learner family. We'll talk about the Nats a little bit later on. They took 2 out of 3 versus Cincinnati this weekend, and they're playing pretty damn good. A couple games over 500. Since that brutal opening week of the season. But the big news here this morning, set to be announced at around 1 p.m. Eastern time via an official announcement from Donald Trump at the White House. According to multiple different reports, the NFL is bringing the NFL draft right here to our nation's capital in 2027. It'll take place on the National Mall. Plenty of benefits that come with that. Our guy Exit the Matrix in the YouTube chat talks about the revenue that the draft is going to bring here to our nation's capital. Does that eat into some of the cost of RFK 2.0, some of the public funding that's being asked to be kicked out? Speaking of RFK 2.0 for just a second here, went on about this a lot over the weekend. We're at a point right now where, like I said to start the show, RFK 2.0 is at the goal line, so to speak. I think... You know, this draft news acts as a proverbial tush push, and we all know the success rate of the tush push. Let's just hope there's no Frankie Louvu coming over and hopping the damn line of scrimmage to stop this thing from happening. But I think, like you put it, Max, I love the way that you put it. It's a little carrot being dangled out there by the National Football League saying, hey, look, we're going to get you the draft. We'll get you a little extra money, but make sure through hell or high water that in 2030 that stadium's packed. We're probably going to host the Super Bowl champions. They probably break the rules for us.
That'd be nice.
Wouldn't it? But super excited about the NFL draft coming to our nation's capital. We'll talk about that more before we get out of this 10 o'clock hour. Big weekend around our nation's capital as well. Coming up in about 10 minutes or so, our pal John Walton, the play-by-play voice for your Washington Capitals, is going to join us right here on the Kevin Sheehan Show. I didn't even introduce myself. This is the Kevin Sheehan Show.
It is.
We are live and local on the Odyssey app. We're on YouTube as well. Kevin going to be back with you tomorrow. You all know who I am. You can see it on the YouTube chat as well. The youngest in Charles Linnell Willingham, I will take you up to 1 p.m. It was a big weekend, though. Like I mentioned, John Walton going to join us coming up at 10:30 to preview round number 2 of the Stanley Cup playoffs. It's going to be a chippy one. Caps, Hurricanes, Two teams that don't like each other. If we rewind back to, I think it was March 8th, Max, when Connor McMichael hit the deck in brutal fashion.
I don't remember the exact date, but yes.
That was against Carolina.
It was against Carolina.
Then it led to my whole declaration of, hey, the hell with breaking that record up in New York. Come back home, do it against Carolina, a team that smacked you in the mouth a week prior. And we all know what happened since. But I expect this to be a very, very physical second-round series. To the credit of the Washington Capitals, and we'll ask John Walton about this in great detail when he joins us at about 10:25. Credit to the Washington Capitals for a group that was not playing their best hockey leading into the postseason. I think this was the type of series, and tell me if you agree, Max, that instills confidence back into your fan base that, hey, look, I know it's not something you want to rely on in professional sports, but the Caps have the old finger button is what I like to call it. They can flip the switch. They've officially shown that.
Mm-hmm.
I would say this about this team relative to, I guess, 2018 is the low-hanging fruit.
Sure.
Not a whole lot of comparisons you can make, but I think this team's most dangerous weapon, their secret sauce, so to speak, is their ability to score in bunches. It feels like they're never out of a game because they can go rally off 2 and 3 goals in a period. We've seen them go through these lulls as well where they do struggle to score,
mm-hmm.
but the highs are much higher than the lows are low, is how I would describe it. The physicality of this series,
it's,
man.
It's going to be
chippy.
It's going to be real chippy, and especially because it needs to be a chippy series for the Caps if they want to come out and win this series, yeah. because Carolina, they've shown throughout the regular season that if you can out-muscle them, they got nothing on
them. They will. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're bullies. They're bullies.
Exactly. So the Caps have got to come out, be super physical, run up the hits, get them, you know, hearing footsteps even when they're not there. So, and I'm hoping that Logan Thompson can keep this playoff run going because he's been lights out so far.
Yes, he has.
Credit to him, even after that injury where he was coming off the ice, not putting any weight on that leg in game 3. That was super concerning. And then he just came back out and he's been lights out. The Canes, though,
yeah.
on the other side of it, they are Freddie Anderson, their starting goaltender, who mm-hmm. looks a little bit like me, is dealing with an injury. So they got Pyotr Kochetkov coming out in relief. And mm-hmm. so that might be a little bit something that the Caps can kind of capitalize on. We saw it with Montembeau getting subbed in for Dobesh. Montembeau, by the way, double groin pull.
That's disgusting.
That's
tough.
Horrible. I can't imagine walking.
Yeah, seriously. With two pulled groins. You probably could not walk. That's a freaking injury, if you ask me. You know what? The only thing I like about the Hurricanes is they have one of my favorite names to say in all of professional sports because I love my guy Sean McDonough, who does the NHL's play-by-play
very
on
good.
ESPN. Sebastian Aho.
Yeah.
I love me some Sebastian Aho.
You know there are two Sebastian Ahos in the NHL?
So am I talking about the other one then that plays for
York? Does he still play for New York? It was New York and it was Carolina.
Because I remember, quick story, I was auditioning to be an anchor on CBS Sports Radio.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things I had to do in my fill-in shift was, my audition shift was, do updates for a night. And Sebastian Aho was, and it was playoff time, and McDonough had a crazy call, and I was saying, uh-oh. But, yeah, you pick up what I'm putting down. So there are two dudes with the exact same name?
With the exact same. It's very fun. One.
That's ridiculous.
The
Max.
One who plays in Carolina is Finnish. The other one who plays in New York is Swedish.
So I'm talking about the New York Sebastian Aho then.
No, Sebastian Aho. I think we're talking about the one in Carolina, right?
I think. So are there two or are there one? That's what I'm trying to pick up. Where does the other one play at?
New York.
And Carolina.
And Carolina.
We'll figure that out during the break. Because that is absolutely ludicrous.
It's very weird.
But there was a lot of hubbub over the weekend about, well, when's the schedule going to come out for Caps and Hurricanes? I'll be real with you, NHL. Why was it so difficult for you to create the schedule? There's a team with the second best record in hockey. Put their ass in prime time. That's it.
That's the thing. I really wanted the Blues to beat the Winnipeg Jets last night.
Because that would have allowed
the Stanley Cup
playoffs to go through D.C. as well, right?
Yeah. So game 6, the NHL was like, if Winnipeg closes it out tonight, you guys will probably play Sunday night. So they would have played in the spot that game 7 played in.
Yeah, right.
But since you know, Blues forced game seven in a dominant fashion, by the way.
Yes.
Yeah. So now Caps playing Tuesday. It'll be a dogfight for the series, and I'm looking forward to it.
You know what a dogfight's made for? Doggy.
That's right, baby.
Brandon Duhamel, my guy.
That's right.
A lot more to get to. Here on the Kevin Sheehan Show, you're tapped into the youngest in charge, Linnell Willingham. I'm sitting in for a guy, Kevin. We'll take you up to 1 p.m. Eastern time before the cockle-doo-doo-doo machine himself, Chris Russell, takes you from 1 to 4. A lot more to get to before we get out of here. The big news of the morning, the NFL draft coming to Washington, D.C. in 2027 on the National Mall. We'll touch on that before we get out of this opening hour as well. When we come back, though, the Caps talk continues. The play-by-play voice of your Washington Capitals, John Walton, joins us next to preview round number 2.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Team 980, we're always live and free on the Odyssey app as well. It's the Kevin Sheehan Show. We'll take you up to 1 p.m. Eastern time. Number to call is 301-230-0980. You're tapped into the youngest in charge, Linnell Willingham, sitting in for our guy Kevin Sheehan as we talk all things D.C. sports as we take you around the DMV. Busy weekend here in our nation's capital. We had the big news off the top. The NFL draft coming to Washington, D.C. in 2027. It'll be on the National Mall. So super, super duper geeked up for that. And I'll continue to reference the chat. You can check us out on YouTube as well. The Team 980's YouTube page is where we're live and free as well. All right, Exit the Matrix said $500 million, the cost of the infrastructure for RFK 2.0, that probably gets covered with the NFL draft coming here to D.C. in 2027. So everything starting to make a lot more sense. One big hot button topic over the weekend was, well, when the hell is this Caps playoff schedule coming out? When does that happen? When do we know when game one starts? That will be Tuesday. And joining us right now via the guest hotline to talk about game number one of round number two in the Stanley Cup playoffs is our guy John Walton, the play-by-play voice for your Washington Capitals on 106.7 The Fan, the Washington Capitals radio network. John, what's going on, my man? How are you?
Well, now I am good, sir. We got the second round coming up. Couldn't be more excited. Left for the Stanley Cup. Let's get this thing going. It's been too long.
I was saying it to super producer Mad Max before we got things kicked off this morning. to you, knowing the way this team finished the regular season, knowing how things went to end the year, you were losers of 4 out of 6. How impressed were you with their ability to quote-unquote flip the switch in round number one?
I mean, I was impressed. I wouldn't say that I'm surprised, just because this team, amazingly, didn't have a lot to play for in the last 2 months. And I think when you look at what the Florida Panthers did in their last 10 games, I think they were like 4-5-1. I mean, a lot of the teams that were coming down the stretch, the field was settled pretty quickly. The only thing that wasn't was the second wild card. Montreal ended up finishing very strongly because they had to, otherwise they weren't getting in, and Columbus would have been in.
Yeah.
But I wasn't surprised at all. I mean, I think with where they have been all season, they've been one of the most consistent teams in the NHL all year. And I was talking with Tom Wilson just yesterday about some of the years past. Like, I wanted to talk to a veteran guy. It's like, you know, you guys, for the most part in Tom's time here, it's not been easy. Like, 6 games, a lot of 7 games, game sevens and all that. This was very businesslike, where they said, you know what, we're the better team. And it was a tough series. I'm not saying it was easy. Montreal's a really good team. They're going to be good for a long time. But they took care of business. They got it done in 5. If you look back over the last 15 years, that hasn't happened very much. Even when they won the Cup, they were behind in every series. So really impressed how they did that. And I think this series might be the toughest they have. Even if they won the Cup, this might be the toughest of all of them coming up right now.
We were, you know, getting a little mini preview in before we brought you on, John. Physicality going to be the name of the game in this one. We all know what happened in that early April game against Carolina when Connor McMichael gets slammed to the ice. Would you go out and say that, you know, these two teams are, I guess, rivals at this point? They split the regular season series at 2 games apiece. And then the last game that we saw was uber physical. Oh, am I putting the chicken before the egg here when I call them rivals?
You know, it's kind of funny. Yes, I would think the short version's yes. And I think, and all kinds of respect what Carolina's done. Rod Brindamore is an unbelievable coach. What they've done the last 7 years, they were in kind of a hockey wasteland for about 7, 8, 9 years before that. They weren't drawing very well. They weren't playing very well. But they always look at Washington like, oh, that's our rival, because they were the closest team. And the Caps are like, yeah, that's cute. Like, I mean, you've got, you know, the Rangers, the Penguins, the Flyers. I mean, you know, those old Patrick Division teams. But I do think that's changed a little bit, just because they are very good, and they beat the Caps in that double overtime game in Game 7 in 2019. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the thing that's interesting is that a lot of people are going to point to in this series is, oh, well, the Caps have trouble playing in Raleigh. Well, they did, but for the last 2 years, I haven't had dinner in Raleigh in almost 3 years, because every time we go, it's the second half of a 2-2. We get in at 2 a.m.
Yeah.
You don't have a morning skate, and you play at 5:00, and they've been sitting there waiting for us. And that's happened every time. 4 times in the last 2 years we've gone down there. So I don't put any stock in that. I put a lot of stock in how Carolina's playing right now. Spoiler alert, they're playing really well.
Yeah.
But the Caps are playing very well. And I think it's going to be potentially the best second-round series there is. It's not Washington-Pittsburgh year 2016, 17, 18, but it is pretty close to that. And I think whatever team gets out of this, if Carolina beats Washington, I'm going to say Carolina might be the favorite to win the Cup.
Wow.
If Washington gets out of this, I'm going to say Washington's the favorite to win the Cup, because I like the way they match up with Toronto. I like the way they match up with Florida. I like the way they match up with Edmonton. I like the way they match up with Vegas. So, and Winnipeg has really hurt them. They barely got out of their first round last night. So I really like the way this is shaping up if the Caps can find a way to beat Carolina.
Joined right now by the play-by-play voice of your Washington Capitals, a guy, John Walton. You give him a follow on the X app at John Walton PXP. John, the most impressive player to me in the opening round was Logan Thompson. When you think about the injury that he suffered early in that series, and there was some doubt, you know, about, you know, whether or not he'd be available. I don't think he was able to put any weight on that leg as he was leaving the ice. He returns, comes back in net, and has been absolutely awesome. Is he the hottest tender right now in the NHL? And how impressed have you been with his ability to kind of overcome the injury bug here?
I've been incredibly impressed. And if you break down all the analytical numbers, and math was never my strong suit, but when you look at all of the numbers they have him as the second best goalie in the first round of every team. That's 16 teams, more than 16 goalies, and they've got him at number two. So yeah. I really believe that he was as advertised. He came up with a big save as he did. He's played as well now. Funny enough, he left Vegas, right? So Vegas gets out of the first round, but the guy he shared the net with, Aiden Hill, ranked 14 in goalies in the first round, and Logan ranked number two. I just thought that was funny. That, yeah, so, I mean, I'm sure, I mean, I would never ask Logan. I don't mess with the goalies this time of year. I don't even ask him for interviews because I don't want to bother him with anything. But if I was talking to Logan today, I would say, that'd be the first thing I'd ask him is that you going to tell me that that doesn't affect you?
Right.
I think it does in a good way. But, you know, the Caps would be able to go out and get him and cement him as a goalie. He's been fantastic. He made all the big saves when they need him, especially in game three and four, or in game four in Montreal, and then in game five back here. So, yeah, really excited to see what he can do against probably Freddie Anderson, who got hurt in the first round but came back. We'll see how good he is. The goalie's going to be a big focus in this series.
100%. Something else I'll look at as well, John, is the power play attempts and, you know, how successful they are. You had five power play attempts in this opening round. The Caps were 3 for 5. How would you describe the advantage right now, and how key do you think it'll be in this second round series?
I'm glad you brought it up, because I think it's the key to the whole series. And the reason is Caps power play was not very good against Montreal, and the penalty kill statistically anyway. I know that some on the kill have suggested, hey, listen, like, if you break it down, you know, there's a lot of good fortune that went into what Montreal did. But the truth is they had five power play goals.
At the end of the day, right?
Special teams. Right. I mean, listen, results matter, and you've got to be better on both, right? Whether it be penalty kill or power play, because power play for Carolina is very, very good. So there is discipline. There is riding that line without going over it. You've got to be physical, but don't take dumb penalties. Don't give these guys extra chances. And when you get your own chances, make the most of them, because they really didn't in the first four games. They beat Montreal at 5-on-5. And Montreal, they were clearly a better team than Montreal.
Right.
They are not clearly a better team when you play Carolina. So the special teams are going to matter even more in this series. And I think that's something that we're going to really have a focus on when this series starts tomorrow night and throughout the series. Who's winning the special teams battle? It better be Washington. If they want to move on, it has to be.
You mentioned, John, walking that tightrope of wanting to maintain that physicality, being big brother, so to speak, and then not going over the edge. I thought, you know, in the series finale, in the opening round, that they did a really good job of that. It feels like as that series waned on, they got more and more physical and the intensity ratcheted up. Knowing the way the games went during the regular season versus Carolina, do you think there's like an extra chip on Washington's shoulder to come out and be the aggressor and try and set the tone early in this thing?
I mean, I don't know that it has as much to do with what happened when they were in Carolina last on April 2nd. I mean, certainly that's going to be in their mind. I think, you know, in a playoff series, you always come out and you want to be pretty physical in the early going anyway.
Right.
I think it's going to be quicker to get there because of that. But I think the eye on the prize here is that you've got to play within yourself. And I think the best example of that is Tom Wilson, veteran player, loves to play on the edge, you know, loves to mock the other team from time to time, as we saw. And, you know, all of that occurring in a manner that, you know, I think he really self-corrected and said as much. He said, look, game three was not a good game for him in that regard. And he said that. He's, look, I was on, you know, I'm paraphrasing a little, but he was on tilt. He was, you know, not, you know, you can't wait. Tom Wilson is way too important to this team for him to spend 17 minutes in the penalty box. And he did in game three. So he self-corrected. He drew other teams into penalties. And they were better in game four. They were good on special teams in game five, and they won. But I think following Tom's example is what they need to do. And I think that's very important throughout the series. You're going to get some aggression right away, but playing within that's going to be very, very, very vital.
John, you've been doing this for a very long time, and we have, you know, throughout this year, you know, amidst the chase of the goal scoring record, the other big time talking point and storyline is just how much this year's team really is, you know, connected in the synergy that they have. How important is that in the postseason, John? And I know it may seem like a low-hanging fruit question, but like, how important is team chemistry come postseason time when, you know, everything is a little bit more important and the stakes are ratcheted up a little bit?
I think it's the most important time of the year for that, and this team is as good as I've ever seen, and it's wanting to battle through pain. Listen, there's a lot of pain this time of year. There's got to be will and want, and anything short of that, I'm not going to call out any specific Toronto Maple Leafs, but there have been a couple of guys when I watch their series, I'm like, the will and want's not there. Like, they're tremendous players, but I need more in crunch time. And that's what I see this team do. I see Connor McMichael relentless. I think he's absolutely ratcheted up offensively to another level. Nobody plays a perfect game this time of year. There's so many ebbs and flows to a playoff game. From the moment the puck dropped in game one, I love his game. I love his intensity. I love his skating ability. And you're playing for the guy in the locker stall next to you as much as you're playing for yourself. And I think we've seen that. I think we'll continue to see that. I think against Carolina, you need to see that. I think Carolina does that. They play for their coach and they play for each other. That's a damn good hockey team over there in Carolina. I've been really impressed. They made a playoff 7 straight years now. You know, there was a time they were out in the wilderness. They're not. They are a legit Stanley Cup contender. Even with some of the moves they made in midseason that didn't work out for them, right now they're playing great, and they play for their coach. They play to an identity that is right in your face all the time, and the Caps are going to have to be ready for that, but that's where that chemistry comes in. That's where that playing for your brother next to you certainly, you know, is a big part of what goes on here.
For sure. I definitely agree with you. I think during football season, a lot was made of the Commanders' chemistry, John, and how that helped them kind of outkick their coverage in terms of, you know, getting everybody to play their absolute best. I think you could say the same about this Washington Capitals group. John, is there an X factor in this series or a guy that must play well for Washington to come away with this thing?
I think, you know, there's always guys that rise to the occasion and score big goals. Brandon Duhaime, I think, was that guy in round one. I think when you look at this lineup, the guy that sees a lot of ice time that I know had a great year offensively and didn't see as much from, but I think in this series he's going to get a lot of hard minutes against Carolina, and it's defense first. But I think Pierre-Luc Dubois, maybe a little bit more offensively. And I think, you know, people look at what he did in the first round stats-wise, and they say, oh, he didn't do very much. And I say, that's just not true. I mean, he was tasked, and Spencer Carberry has said this, with defensive assignments to be able to shut down Montreal. Essentially is a one-line team. They're a very good first line, but if you can shut them down, and he was tasked with that a lot of D-zone starts. You're not going to get as many offensive chances. In this series, he's going to be tasked with a lot of the same things, but I think finding some offense. I feel like this would be a really big series for number 80. I think he's, you know, we kind of saw the beginning of the year where he was a little quieter, but he still ended up with 20 goals and a career high in points, and a lot of it came late in the year. I think getting his legs underneath him defensively and now maybe exploiting some of those offensive opportunities, I think that this could be a big series for him. That's one thing I'm going to look for.
Game one set for tomorrow night, live from Capital One Arena. You can hear the call, all 106.7 The Fan, the Washington Capitals Radio Network. John Walton, Ken Sabourin. John, we appreciate you making some time for us this morning, man. Looking forward to hearing you tomorrow night on the call.
Yeah, you bet, Linnell. Can't wait. Our time of year. Can't wait to get it going.
Yes, indeedy. One of the absolute best. Talking all things puck. Our pal John Walton. Give him a follow on the X app at John Walton PXP. I call him Johnny Pipes because he's got the best voice in the industry, in my opinion. Is he still on the line? Can you hear what I'm saying? I'm embarrassed.
You hear that? That's good.
That's good.
That's good, though.
You're my man, though, Johnny. You're the man. Golly.
Thanks, Dang it, Max. Linnell, I appreciate that.
For sure. Dang it, Max. Now you embarrassed me in front of Johnny. No, I absolutely love hearing John Walton on the call, man. His call of Alex Ovechkin breaking the goal-scoring record, going to live in infamy around here. Him and Joe Beninati, the voices of Capitals hockey throughout my childhood, I would say. Some of the absolute best. I'm just excited for them that they get to call big-time hockey again. And that 2018 run, that final call when they won the cup in 2018 from John Walton will forever.
Yeah.
It's going in the lore.
Eller for the draw. I relive it in my head every time I hear him. And just, yeah, having John on, having it's a shame what the NHL does in terms of like regional sports networks when you get to the second round, because after the second round, it becomes national exclusive. So TNT and ESPN will carry it the rest of the way. So we won't get John or we won't get Joe or Craig anymore, which is unfortunate.
Which is tough, yeah.
I love hearing them. They'll be doing pre and post games. If you want to tap into that on Monumental, please do. But yeah, John, having John on the call like throughout the playoffs, it adds local flair. And I mean, there's very few who do it better.
None that do it better. Very thankful that he was able to make some time for us this morning. We'll take a quick time out when we come back. More of the Kevin Sheehan Show. Linnell Willingham sitting in for our guy, Kevin. He's back with you tomorrow. We take you up to 1 p.m. as we do Monday through Friday here on this program. We'll take a quick time out when we come back. We'll revisit the big news that technically hasn't happened yet. Noon Eastern time, a big announcement. 1 p.m. Eastern time. A big announcement expected to come from the White House. That announcement, the NFL draft, coming right here to our nation's capital in 2027. More details on that next here on the Team 980.
All right, that news is right. The NFL draft will be coming to the Washington, D.C. in 2027. Early reports indicate that they intend to have the draft on the National Mall in front of the Washington Monument. This weekend, the Nats take two off the Cincinnati Reds. They win last night 4-1. C.J. Abrams continues his 10-game hit streak, and Mackenzie Gore pitched 5 innings, 1 earned run, and 9 strikeouts. Michigan head coach Sharon Moore will serve a school-mandated 2-game suspension to begin the 2025 college football season related to the Connor Stallion sign-stealing incident. Heat of Game 7s over the weekend. The NBA Nuggets move on over the Clippers, 120-101, and the Warriors dominated the Rockets last night, 103-89. The Nuggets will move on to face the Oklahoma City Thunder, and the Warriors will take on the Minnesota Timberwolves. The Stars beat the Avs 3-2 after trailing 0-2 in the third. Mikko Rantanen dropped a third-period hat trick to slay his former team to lift the Stars over the Avs 3-2. Winnipeg Jets beat the Blues in double overtime last night after scoring 2 goals to tie it in the final minute. This update is sponsored by the Team 980 YouTube page. Just open the app, type in the Team 980, and hit subscribe. Kevin Sheehan is live from 10 to 1 and Craig Hoffman from 4 to 7. Don't forget to like the stream and turn on notifications to stay up to date on all things DC sports. And that's what's trending.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks. And get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 orders. Service fees apply for 3 orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Those 2027 draft picks going to be hopping off the plane at DCA. As the 2027 NFL draft comes to the National Mall, Mad Max. I'm excited for it, baby.
Is it going to be DCA or is it going to be Dulles?
It's probably going to be Dulles.
Probably Dulles.
Probably going to be Dulles.
Probably a nice long drive into the city.
Get to see all the monuments. Get to see all the surrounding tourist attractions. If you've been living under a rock, wake up. It's Monday. Get you some coffee. Actually, you don't have to get you some coffee. Get you something that'll wake you up.
Like Matt, this radio show?
Like this radio show.
See?
Bright and early for you here in the morning. Myself, Mad Max.
10 a.m. bright and early on a Monday, baby.
Let's do it. Sitting in for my guy Kevin Sheehan. He's back with you tomorrow. We'll take you up to 1 p.m. Eastern time. Big thank you to our guy John Walton for joining the program. If you missed any of my conversation with the play-by-play voice of the Washington Capitals, you were in luck. Download the always free Odyssey app. Use the Odyssey Rewind feature and go back to the 1025 segment to get a preview of Caps and Hurricanes. Keeping things local, though. The big news that we started off the show with, Donald Trump expected to make an announcement at the White House at about 1 p.m. Eastern time. The 2027 NFL draft, according to multiple different outlets, coming right here to our nation's capital, will take place on the National Mall. And it's crazy because it kind of segues this perfectly here. And if you all want to line up on the phones, we'll take your calls at 301-230-0980. Now that we know the draft is coming to our nation's capital, Exit the Matrix in the chat, as well as our guy Mad Max pointing out that, yeah, the revenue that you're going to get from hosting the NFL draft, I would think, and I'm not 100% sure on this, but it makes the most sense to me, I would think that that cuts into some of the public cost that it's going to take to build RFK 2.0, which we know is now at the goal line when it comes to, you know, how close we are to getting this thing done. If you're not familiar with the numbers of the situation, D.C. And the taxpayers only asked to come up off of 24% of the total cost. That means Josh Harris and company going to foot 76% of the bill. It is the single largest public investment in D.C.'s history. And when you look at the other stadium deals that have been done across the National Football League over the past 6-7 years, by far, this is the fewest that the public has been asked to invest. I think it's absolutely brilliant. I've long said it. And Max, I'm glad that I'm with you today because I feel like when we first started working together not too long ago, about a year and a half, 2 years ago, this was like at the forefront of conversation. And I felt like I was the outlier with my thought process. Because what did I say? I don't want this stadium here unless, what was my old quote that we were putting on T-shirts? Unless Josh Harris and his 21 limited partners put their money where their mouth is. You've got 21 limited partners. DC shouldn't have to come up off of much of nothing. And to me, the split that I was talking about financially, they completely said, put this in your pipe and smoke it, Linnell. I was talking about a 60-40 split to where, you know, Josh Harris and the Commanders foot about 60% of the bill, and then the DC taxpayers responsible for the other 40. They said, hell nah. We'll take 76%. You take the 24%. Despite those numbers, though, Max, there is still some reservations and doubts amongst council members that this vote actually, you know, goes through the finish line, so to speak. Because, of course, the D.C. government, from my vantage point,
it's politicking.
They're being greedy, man.
It's not even that. It's just how politics works, man. It's
you got a counteroffer.
It's quid pro quo. It's like you do this, but you got to do this for me.
it frustrates the hell out of me, Max, because I had a caller over the weekend say something that, you know, resonated with me so much. And I think there are too many people in favor of this happening for it not to finish. So that, let me just preface it by saying that. I think it happens. I think it gets done. If for some reason, though, this deal is not completed, it would be the biggest fumble in the city's history.
Yeah, and we're coming off of one, like, with Ted, too. Right. Like, the move to Virginia, right. Just helmet right on the football type fumble, you know?
I'm about to say, man, like, see ball, get ball. Ball is life. You know what Joe Witt Jr. says. But no, like, I think when you consider what Josh Harris and company are doing, and kudos to them, I opened up the show by saying this. I don't remember a professional sports owner having a better first 2 years on the job than Josh Harris and company have had.
Can you believe that?
I know.
It hasn't even been 2 years.
Yes.
It was July of 2023. Yes. We are in May of 25 right now.
So we're at the 22-month mark about?
Yeah.
Yeah, but look at me doing math.
You.
We're at the 22-month mark, and he has completely put his fingerprints all over this franchise. It is very clear and obvious that Josh Harris is for the people, man. I think he showed us that right away, buying us the brews out of bullpen and you know, the brewery that we were at out in Virginia. I'm completely blanking on the name right now, Mad Max, for whatever reason. Where are we at out in Virginia?
I was in this room. I don't know.
Okay, bet. So, but no, I think it's absolutely awesome, you know, that Josh Harris and company have done this. To me, this stadium piece of it and his willingness to go in his own pockets, I think says a lot about him as a man, and I think he gets it. Here's absolutely my thing that I've always said. He gets it. You have an opportunity here with this new stadium, because look at what Nats Park did for Navy Yard.
Mm-hmm.
You have an opportunity here with this new stadium to revitalize that area, to help out those that are less fortunate. So at that point, Max, for me, it's not about looking at Josh Harris as just an owner. He now will be looked at as one of the great philanthropists of the D.C. area.
Absolutely.
This is going to be talked about. His name will be etched in stone. He'll be a talking point long after Jaden Daniels has thrown his final touchdown pass, long after, you know, Jazon Newton's had his final sack, long after Mikey Samuels still has called his final pick here in Washington. So I think he gets it, and I just hope that we all as fans appreciate what this is, because is it safe to say? This will be one rich-ass honeymoon, by the way. We're still in the honeymoon phase of our marriage with one Josh Harris. He hadn't done anything that's ticked people off. He has. The name thing. Name thing has got a lot of you worked up. I dig it. I understand what you're saying. But
name thing's never going to happen.
It's never going to happen.
Never going to happen.
And I love that he said it with his chest poked out. A tent hut. It's not happening. I'm the boss of this thing. I control what goes on. We're not going back to the name. We were talking about it earlier, Max, the uniform rebrand potential.
Mm-hmm.
During the NFL draft, there was a leak.
Yes, there was
a leak. And there was a Commander's helmet, burgundy, and it had a yellow face mask on it. Now, if you remember the former Redskins helmet, that's what it was famous for, that yellow face mask, that burgundy and gold contrast. Spicy, bro. You know what's crazy? I think as kids growing up, bro, like, I don't think I appreciated the uniform.
No.
For how crisp and clean it was. Because I wanted the black uniform. The first jersey I ever got gifted to me, shout out Mom Vicky, was a black Laurent Landry jersey.
Ooh.
Remember they were making those like kind of alternate jerseys?
Yeah.
I had me a Laurent Landry Dirty 30 in the black. And I just felt like as I got older, you know, I started to appreciate the look a little bit more. And then when they took it away and they went to the new jerseys, I didn't understand all the hubbub and the fuss at first, because I'm like, it's still burgundy and gold. But people started saying, well, we look like the Cardinals. And I said, well, you're damn right. I didn't like the number patterning on it. I think it's awesome that he is, you know, doing his best to get the best of both worlds, so to speak, talking about Josh Harris, leaning into the rich history and tradition of this franchise, while also understanding that it's his job to usher in a new, you know, sector of Commanders fans, I would say us included, but we're not new. We've been here.
No, we've been around. We're the ushers of the new era.
Yeah, yes, we're the leaders of the new school. No
That's
pun
right.
intended, man. I absolutely love where things are trending with this franchise. Mike H. said it in the chat earlier today. He said, we're back. The NFL needs this market and team to be relevant again. Yes, they do. And I think we're well on the way to that. Little programming note for you. Coming up 11 days from now, right here on the Team 980, from 8 to 11 p.m. Eastern time, I believe it is our schedule release show. Look who is on the schedule release show graphic for the NFL, Jaden Daniels. So if that doesn't show you where this franchise currently sits and how favorably, you know, the National Football League is looking at him, I don't know what does. Speaking of Jaden Daniels, we will get into the reigning, defending Offensive Rookie of the Year coming up in the 11 o'clock hour, because I'm going to go out on a limb and say this, Mad Max. And I'm a sicko. I need my fix after a while.
Are you defending the award if you can't win it again?
Well, no. But
we'll figure out how to ask the question.
We'll get to that. We'll get to that point. But the thing that I'm a sicko, like I continue to say, we haven't gotten to watch a live Commanders football game since the end of January. It's 4 months damn near.
It's been.
So I've been.
My withdrawals have subsided finally.
Using the old NFL Plus app, going back and rewatching things. It just serves as a reminder, and I think we need to remind the fans this, and I'm going to preface all of my training camp, off-season program, lofty expectations with this. I think we as a fan base are very, very, I don't even want to say sleep. I guess we forget just how good, just how excellent Jaden Daniels was last year. And as we get geared up for the off-season program, rookie minicamp starts this weekend. OTA start in 3 weeks. As we get closer to that, remember, we have Jaden Daniels under center, ladies and gentlemen. First hour in the books right here on the Kevin Sheehan Show. We'll take you up to 1 p.m. Eastern time. We will take a quick time out, pay some bills. When we come back, top of the 11 o'clock hour, a lot to get to. We'll open up the phones as well at 301-230-0980. Commanders rookie minicamp begins on Friday. OTAs begin in 3 weeks. I'm excited to see the rookies. Who has the most to prove, though, heading into the offseason program? We'll chew on that next. Here on the Team 980.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
And together, we host the true crime podcast, Psychopedia.
It's true crime infused with comedy.
Making it a crimedy.
Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.